Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For decades, you knew it was summer in Sacramento when the crowds began arriving at the big canvas tent in Midtown for evening performances of the best musicals from Broadway, Showboat, The King and I, Oklahoma. If it was a hit, chances were good it would grace the music circus stage. Started in 1951 by Russell Lewis and Howard Young with support from Eleanor McClatchy, the Sacramento Light Opera Association, as it was known at the time, quickly put the city on the theatrical map and became a launch pad for theater professionals of all kinds. And it's celebrating its 75th anniversary season this year. What better way to celebrate than with an iconic rock opera from Andrew Lloyd Webber? Jesus Christ Superstar is opening the 75th season of Broadway at Music Circus. Scott Clyer is the president and CEO of Broadway Sacramento, and he's here with us today. Welcome back to Insight. Congratulations, a big milestone.
Pleasure to be here.
So let's go back to 1951, 75 years. What was the impetus for starting a professional theater company and staging musicals here in Sacramento?
As I understand it, Eleanor McClatchy was a theater student at Columbia University in New York when she was called home by her father to help run the family business, the Sacramento Bee. But theater was in her blood, and she became a huge art supporter here, and she invited the founders of Music Circus to try out this summer stock under a canvas tent. They thought it would be a couple-year experiment, and that's turned into 75 years of theater making.
Why do a theater in the round?
Well, I think the intimacy that it affords. I think that the audience proximity to those performers, the very best in the industry, is something quite miraculous. It really kind of gets to the core of what we do, material, actor, and audience, storytelling.
Mm. I mean, back in 1951, of course, there was the passion and the idea, but you don't really know how it's going to go. Why do you think Broadway at Music Circus has been able to stand the test of time for generations, 75 seasons and counting?
I think it's commitment to the art form and its audience. I mean, many generations, my family is an example of that. My grandparents were patrons, my parents, and here I am working in this industry. I think that the appetite for musical theater at its finest is huge here in Sacramento, and the feeling that you get sitting in our theater, watching these incredible performers do what they do best is something uniquely special.
How did you come to work and be part of Broadway Sacramento?
I got the theater itch as a kid, and lucky for me, I was given an opportunity to work at Music Circus and learn from the professionals. You know, in my college years, I got a union card here in Sacramento. I got an intro to go work on Broadway, which I was lucky to do for a decade, and it was my privilege to come back and call Sacramento home once again. And I've been back now for a couple of decades.
Wow. Okay. So you have been an audience member. Obviously, now you're part of Broadway Sacramento. I mean, you have really seen the trajectory of Music Circus. What have been some of the biggest changes over the decades?
Well, certainly building the pavilion is a major milestone. The UC Davis Health Pavilion very much feels like the tent origins of Music Circus, but thankfully it's climate controlled. Air conditioning is a welcome thing here in Sacramento in the summertime, and the theater seats are comfortable, and all the technology that has been introduced to Music Circus, I think, has really change the game for us.
Yeah, I think intimacy is good, but intimacy and sweaty under a tent is probably, you know, we could probably do without that when taking in a Broadway show.
Fond memories of sweating under the tent, yes. but to enjoy what we do and not sweat is where we're at today, thankfully.
Yeah, one of the last times we had Music Circus on, it was to announce that y'all recently moved to a year-round season instead of a consecutive weekly show. show held exclusively during the summer. How has it been?
Well, it afforded us a lot more time to create these shows. And so the resources we're able to devote to each and every title is unique today. And again, all the things we've been able to introduce because we're focusing on one show at a time, for those that remember Music Circus of decades ago, it's incredibly different because of all those design elements we are now able to fully flesh out and the time we're able to devote to each show's rehearsal process.
Well, you're kicking off this anniversary season with Jesus Christ Superstar, which has been around for decades as well, 1971. What makes this production different from other versions of the show that people might have seen?
It always begins and ends with the people doing it, with the people telling the story. And the cast that we've been fortunate to assemble is among the most incredible rock and roll theater performers I've encountered. And of course, the way that we've been able to support this storytelling is unique with a new set, a new lighting design. Of course, the projection elements, you know, every time we revisit a classic title, you know, we're able to reinvent it in ways because of the people and the technology involved. And I'm excited about what we're going to do this time with Superstar. I think it's going to warrant seeing it again.
Why do you think this show has such widespread, enthusiastic appeal?
Well, I mean, it gets to the core of its story, which, you know, is the story of Christ in his final days. What I think Jesus Christ Superstar does uniquely well is it really explores the humanity of Christ. And for those of us that grew up in Christianity, you know, we understand Jesus as God, but do we understand him as a man? And that's what this show uniquely explores, as well as all of those surrounding him and the great dilemmas they faced as he endured persecution and met his human end.
What are some of the songs that you think people might recognize the most, or maybe your favorites?
Well, certainly the title song is iconic. I Don't Know How to Love Him, as sung by Malin Jarman, who was the winner of The Voice, is something otherworldly as sung by her. I mean, from the moment she auditioned for us to what I saw in last night's rehearsal is something uniquely delicious.
What goes into choosing the cast? I mean, you said it yourself, the crew and the cast make the shows. There's a lot of TLC that goes into and thoughtfulness into choosing the cast. What goes into that at Broadway at Music Circus?
It begins with about 37,000 submissions.
Wow.
The demand to work here in Sacramento is probably unlike most other, if not any other, theater in the country. It is a coveted job, and so we filter down those 37,000 to auditioning probably a little under 3,000 people, and from there we'll select a couple hundred people to tell the stories of a given season.
OMG! So, I mean, 3,000 is still. I mean, I know you whittled it down, but that's still like a tremendous amount of work.
It's many hours and many days spent in an audition studio with people singing right in your face, but it becomes very clear very quickly as to who should be here telling these stories today.
Why do you think Sacramento is such a draw?
Well, you know, I think it's both the seriousness with which this company approaches the work, the investment that it makes in the work, meaning the people, because that is the primary cost that we have to devote to creating these stories. And, you know, and then you couple that with a very grateful audience, you know, and this opportunity that Broadway at Music Circus affords to enjoy a living, breathing work of art in the moment, you know, with your neighbors is something I feel uniquely special.
Is Jesus Christ Superstar suitable for children?
I think it is suitable for mature children. I think certainly children savvy to the Bible story will help, but I think that it's going to be for your young teens, especially to understand all the dynamics of this intense and beautiful story.
I mean, this is a milestone season. What else do you have special planned for 75 years?
We're going to follow up Jesus Christ Superstar with Frozen in June. Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein in July. We'll come back in late August for Hairspray. In September, we will have a music circus premiere, Come From Away, which is a 9/11 story. And we will open Come From Away on the 25th anniversary of September 11th. And then we're going to wrap up the year with a holiday offering, a musical version of A Christmas Carol written by the composer of Beauty and the Beast. And we look forward to premiering that show as well.
I mean, there's such a range in the last few seconds that we have. What goes into choosing each season, curating each season?
Well, certainly listening to our audience and what they want to see, what they prefer, and you know, and our goal is to create something for everyone, and deliver an experience that our audience, even if the title maybe doesn't appeal as strong as others, you know, guarantees a great experience for them and allows them to experience something new.
Scott, thanks for stopping by, and happy birthday, Broadway Sacramento.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Scott Clyer is the president and CEO of Broadway Sacramento. The 75th season of Broadway and Music Circus opens this weekend with Jesus Christ Superstar. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. You can also email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Stephen Starbuck is also working on today's show. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.